This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. Batei Kinaisiyos Ubatei Midrashos. Shuls, places of gathering of learning. Einoyagin Bahem Kalas Rosh. We do not accord ourselves in a lightheaded manner. Kagoin Schoik, like levity, Vehitul, and joking, Vesicha Betela, and idle conversation. You don't eat and drink in them. You don't adorn yourself in them. You do not tour. You don't enter in the sun on a sunny day to protect you from the sun, or on a rainy day to protect you from the rain. However, v'salmidei chachamim v'salmideihem, Torah sages and their students, mutarim lechol v'lishtois b'hem, they're allowed to eat and drink in them. Midoichak, in extenuating, with difficulty, maybe better translated, with difficulty. It sounds like, because otherwise, what are they supposed to do? They're going to go to some faraway place. V'yeshoimrim, the Rama says, some say the base hamedrash afilu shaloi midoichek shari. That in a base medrash, even without difficulty, you're allowed to eat and drink. We'll continue in the mechaber. Ve'in mechashvin bahem cheshboinois. You don't make calculations. You don't do your tax return there. Elam came shel mitzvah, unless they are mitzvah calculations. Kagon kupa shel tzedakah. For example, the charity box, upidyon shvuyim, or a collection for redeeming captives. Ve'in maspidim bahem. You don't eulogize in a shul or in a beis medrash. Elam kein yia hesped le'echad megdoilei ha'ir. Unless it's a hesped for one of the great people in the city, shekol b'nei ha'ir miskabtsim ubam l'haspidai, where all the residents of the city are gathering to eulogize him. Okay. So, let's do one at a time. Mechaber began by batik nesis, but the midrashos, we don't accord ourselves with kalas roish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ki heim nikram mikdash ma'at. A beis hakneses, a beis medrash is called a miniature mikdash. K'may dechsiv, va'ehi lahem lemikdash ma'at. Like the pasuk says, I will be for them a small mikdash. Anybody have a Mishnah Berurah where it says where that pasuk is? Va'ehi lahem lemikdash ma'at. I think it's in Yechezkel. Look it up quickly. Where is the pasuk? Va'ehi lahem lemikdash ma'at. Va'ehi lahem lemikdash ma'at. Let's see. Yechezkel. Okay, yep. It's Yechezkel, Yud Aleph, Tezayin. Okay, that's what the Navi Yechezkel says. I will be to them like a small mikdash. Uva mikdash ksiv, and regarding the base of mikdash, it says, Ve'es mikdashi tiro. You should fear the mikdash. Sheyehei mayra'oi al hashoichei shal hashoichein ba alav. That the fear of the one who resides in it should be upon you. I think we've mentioned that when you enter a shul, there are three kavanas you could have. You could be mechaven moira mikdash, to have fear from the mikdash. You have kavana moira mimi sheshoichein boy, to have fear from the one who resides there. And netilas rishas. The chida brings down these three kavanas. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say whether this is a da'iraisa. The fact that a shul is called a mikdash, the Mishnah Berurah brings a pasuk in Yechezkel. So is that midivrei neviim? Remember, we had in Sefer Chafetz Chaim that there are Rishonim that say it's a Dairais. So let's just finish reading this Mishnah. Rav Kosov Asmak Sheba Avoyin Kalas Roish Beveis HaKnesses Ne'apachin Lebeis Avoydas Gilulim Chas V'Shalom. The Smak says that because of the sin of lightheadedness in a shul, the shul is turned into a house of Avodah Zarah. Many people think they're doing a good deed by funding a shul. No, only if they don't talk in the shul. If they talk in the shul, you're funding another religion. Many people say that the shuls will ultimately go to Eretz Yisrael. It can't be. Only a shul where they don't talk will go to Eretz Yisrael. A shul where they talk, the Mishnah Berurah says, it turns into something else entirely. Now, is this a Doraisa or is this a Drabanan? The Dershu brings from Sefer Chafetz Chaim that according to many Rishonim, namely the Yireim, the Smak, Mitzvahs Moira Mikdash is Mid Doraisa. You would think that that's a Pella. How could Moira Mikdash be Doraisa? Where in the Chumash does it say you have to fear a shul? You say, well, the Navi says that Va'eilam LeMikdash Ma'at. Okay, that's the Navi. So, do these Rishonim mean that it's Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah are Kedivrei Torah, like we have by Megillas Esther? Or do they really mean it's Doraisa? You know, that's what I would want to know. Because L'Chaira, it's hard to make a case that a shul has a din of the mamish to Beis HaMikdash. I mean, the Pasuk in Parshas Truma is obviously talking about the Mishkan, so you want to apply it to a shul? Okay, how do you know that? From the Navi Yecheskel? So, either you have to say, when they say it's Doraisa, they mean Midivrei Nevi'im, or from common sense, they have to be saying that there's no difference between the Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael and your shul. The Prima Gadim concludes Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is only Midrabanan. Okay. However, says the Prima Gadim, Midin Neder, that when you set aside a shul, it's akin to being Menader, that you're going to be Noyeh Kavod, it's Midairaisa. Interesting. That the din of Mikdash Ma'at is a din derabanan, but the din of Neder, Nedarim, Nidrei Mitzvah, you committed yourself to accord yourself in a certain way, that's a din derabanan, unless you still, and that's the lumdus of stipulation, where I'm stipulating that I'm not being Menader. I'm not committing myself not to eat there. Not every Bal Yachel? Yeah, you're right, correct. In other words, according to the Prima Gadim, yes. L'chaira. Okay. Unless you make a stipulation, it happens to be that even Midrabanan, even when you stipulate, it might be Asar. The Stechemet brings various Paiskim. In the Chafetz Chaim, he adds, everybody agrees that it's an Isser Gadol, Besicha Betela. We are not talking about during davening. We're talking about after davening. None of this conversation has anything to do with davening. We're talking about davening is over and your friend asks you a question about tuna fish. Where could you get a good price on tuna fish? And you've done a full analysis between Key Food, Walmart, Walbaum's, and Gourmet Glot. So if he asks you the question, you could say, it's very nice to see you today. I want to tell you the answer. Let's take it outside. If you remember, when we were learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim, it was brought that if you have an explicit kavana when you're conversing with somebody about their welfare, to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yahavta Recha Kamoicha, maybe that is some kind of heter to have a conversation in the shul. But if that's not your kavana, if your kavana is just to shoot the breeze, take it outside. The Beis Yitzchak, I think that's Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkesh, brings that even according to the Poskim, like the Prima Gadim, that Kedush Beis HaKnesses is only Midrabanan, that's Midrabanan to be Noi Kavod, but Bizayon, is Asr Midaraisa. Kalos Roish is Asr Midaraisa. What about Achila Ushtia, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman? Even according to the Poskim, that Kedusha Beis Knesses is Midaraisa. That's only Legabe Kalos Roish. But Achila Ushtia would only be Midrabanan. Otherwise, we can never matter L'Talmidei Chachamim. What is Kalos Roish? Kalos Roish is, you know, somebody sit and they, you know, their legs are crossed, or they're sitting like they'd be reading the newspaper. No, that's Kalos Roish. That might be an Isser Dairaisa. Just to sit that way in shul when davening is over. Or with your legs spread out. He says, "Shelo yaze yoshev kisharaglav pshutois v'ze yoshev v'nishan al yadoi v'ze oimed v'holech u'baloi v'ze sachu medar mechamer dvar betelim v'ze meisiach data yupana ana v'ana ledvar machirim." What about if your telephone goes off? Says Reb Vosner, it's Bizayim Beis HaKnesses, it's an Isser Dairaisa. I would add, bringing your phone into shul is not Derech Eretz for the shul. Is it an Isser Dairaisa to bring it in the shul? I don't know. Is it Isser Dairaisa? You would have to think so. You can't bring a phone into a shul. It's bizarre into the shul. Would you bring in a big screen television into the shul? Would you bring in your ATM machine into the shul? Would you bring in your boardroom into the shul? You can't bring it into the shul. I don't know if I ever mentioned that though. Just figured I would mention that. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Sif base sicha betela v'sicha betela, haynu afilu sichas chulin shilatzarech parnasa. When we talk about sicha betela, it's not just politics, it's not just sports, it's even finance that you need for your business. You want to ask somebody, I sell apples, and I need transportation. Do you know of a good car service that could transport my apples from Flatbush to Borough Park? No, you're not allowed to talk about that in shul. Beveis HaKnesses Aser. It's Aser in the shul. Mm-hmm. He brings in the footnote. Why are people noyeg to have Sicha Betela in the Beveis HaKnesses? Aruch HaShulchan says, they rely on the Ramban, brun the bir halacha, that a tnai works to use the shul for dvarim hechrechian, and we consider these kinds of conversations, let's say that somebody needs for business, as a hechrach. Rav Shlomo Zalman also says that if one is mekel besichas chulin letzairach, and even in Eretz Yisrael, where a tanai doesn't help, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you could be soimchin lahakel. Even tashmishei choyel that are ktsas kalos roish, like achilu shtia, let's say to make a kiddush in the shul itself, even without a tnai beferush, since regilim bekach, it's ki'ilu hisnu, but it's better not to. However, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with that. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion says, tnai does not help for sicha betela. So, according to the Chafetz Chaim, you cannot talk any business conversation in the shul, no matter what, even in Chutz Aretz. The Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Shlomo Zalman say there's Yesh al mi lismaich, which means like this. If you see someone else speaking Sicha b'teila after davening, let's say you see somebody speaking about business after davening, you don't have to be Maicha. They can rely on the Aruch HaShulchan and Rosh HaMazamen. Should you do that? Should you have that conversation? Absolutely not. The Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to. If someone asks you and they need it for their parnasa, maybe you should tell them. Maybe you could tell them. You know, the person needs it. For them it's hechruch. Then you have what to rely on. Should you, as a matter of practice, have conversations in the shul? No. What about to ask someone b'shalom? I'm reading from the Dirshu here. But what about to be shoyo b'shalom chaver b'beis ha-kneses? The Shari Tshuva in Siman Samach Vav Siv Kadav says mutter. The Machzas HaShekel says it's mutter, dibur muat mutter. However, the Kaf HaChaim says yesh lahachmir b'makom she'efsher shelo lishol b'shalom adam b'beis ha-kneses. The Arizal was machmer shelo ledaber b'beis ha-kneses shum davar melevad ha-tfila. It's like this: a guy comes back from a trip. You know, a guy is sitting next to you. He hasn't been in shul in 10 days, or he's been sick. So could you say welcome back? Good to see you. Yeah. You want to hear about his trip? You take it outside. Are you allowed to say gesundheit in a shul? The Elia Rabbah says mutter. The Ateres Akenim says it's aser. The Prima Gadim says aser to say gesundheit in the shul. You're not allowed to talk Dvarim Bechal in the shul. What if the Magid Shir sneezes in the middle of the Shir? Should you say Gesundheit? No. You're in the middle of learning. Why are you saying Gesundheit? No. Don't be Mavato from learning to say Gesundheit. No. Ah, you'll ask, but the Shulchan Aruch says that you're now to be Mafsik between Baruch Sha'amar until the end of Shemayna Esrei. That's Masha. Afterwards, you could be Mafsik. Says El Yeraba, that's in a basic Knesset Arai. But a basic Kavua, Asur Ledaber Sicha Betela La'olam. Right now, there's no difference. The Mechaber says, no difference. I asked Rav Vosner, but the Shulchan Aruch said, if you talk during Chazaras Hashatz, you're a Chayte, V'gadah Avayna Menesai. That's mashma only during Chazaras Hashatz. No. During Chazaras Hashatz, it's Gadol Avayna Menesai. But regularly, it's only Gadol Avayna. But it's still an Avayn. I would say this halacha is like kamat a meis mitzvah. I don't think it registers on most people's radar not to talk in a shul. And it should. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, you should not be lenient even about regular conversation that's not laced with Lashon Hara, that's not sport, politic, you're not allowed to do under any circumstance. Something somebody needs for business, the Aruch HaShulchan and Rosh HaMazamen says, Yesh al mi lismaich. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ein al mi lismaich. Okay. I guess we'll hold it over here. We're in Siman. Oh, let's just do a tiny bit more. Okay, Uva Zoyar HaKadosh, Parshas Vayakel, Hiflig Ma'oid B'Gadol Oven Hazeh. The Zoyar speaks at great length about this sin. V'chol Shekein, certainly, Sheish Lizar B'Veis HaKnesses, B'Veis HaMedrash, Me'avoin Diburim Asurim. Ah, certainly you should be careful of prohibited speech. K'goin Lashon Hara, Urechilos, umachloikes uketatois kimelavachim avinus chamram ma'od. Aside from the fact that they are very severe sins, oid yigdal ha'avin yoisumakim kadosh, the sin is more magnified in a holy spot. Kihu mezalzel bechvayd hashchina. You are disgracing the honor of the Shechina. Ve'inoy doime hachoyte beinoy lebein atzmoy lechoyte bepaltin shamach lefnei amach. There is no comparison of someone who sins privately to someone who sins in the king's palace. Ve'oid. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Okay?
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.